revolution.
The future of radio.
You're weak. Unsure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem with TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Tutor Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You got to go again to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, and my main man. And I tell you, Jared, 11 o'clock at night recordings, 10:45, it's going to happen much more. But I know people want to talk to me. It doesn't matter if it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It could be 4 o'clock in the morning people want to talk to me. So I'm going to welcome my co-host, Jared. Jared, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Neil, and I guess that just shows that there are a lot of lonely people out there who really need somebody to talk to.
If we thought about specifically before about when we first started, we were doing the deal, and we'd say, oh my gosh, 2 or 3 people are listening. We've come a long way from that. But let's go to a topic for our listeners. It's very, very important, as we, again, we'll be taping the Total Education Hour again tonight as well. And that is something that we brought up in Q&A yesterday that went in all over the country today, Jarrett, by the way. And, you know, you were playing everywhere for Q&A, and people were very interested. The point I wanted to talk about tonight is what you talked about, a natural consequence. So if we give consequences to our kids and discipline them, it better be a natural consequence based on what the behavior was. I never do that, Jared, so I'm excited to hear from you tonight about how to do it, and so our listeners out there can figure out ways that they can do it as well.
And you know, it was something that I had really just come across as I was working as a child therapist for so many years. So many times we parent by the way that and this is not any criticism of the way parents did their thing in the past. We simply, just as teachers taught the way they were taught, parents tend to parent the way their parents did. And so it was common, it still is a common practice to simply almost pull a punishment out of the air as if they were floating in front of us. Have I been guilty of that as a parent? Absolutely. Have I seen it happen many times in my own household? Certainly. But the one thing that we try to do, one of the things that we try to do very completely and thoroughly in our household is that we provide the consequence for our son that makes sense to that, to the particular behavior. So the example that I typically use with parents that I'm counseling and seeing is, the first thing I say to them is, don't punish yourselves, to punish your child. And what do you think I mean by that?
I have no idea. So I'm looking forward to hearing it.
What I mean by that is, don't make a consequence that is going to make your life, the parent's life, even more difficult or more challenging than what it was to begin with. So, for instance, your child is having to sleep over at grandma's house. I tell the parents, let the child have the sleepover at grandma's house. You guys are having a rough day with your little one. That might be the best thing that everybody needs, is to let that child go somewhere else. You know, it's the play date. Don't sacrifice the play date because of your child not making their bed or picking up the toys in their room. Make the consequence specific to what the behavior is that you're looking to have. And certainly don't punish yourself to punish your child.
And I hear those reactions all the time, Jared, where they threaten the world and you know the parents aren't going to do it. And the kids figure it out probably by 3 that you're full of it, Mom. You're full of it, Dad. Oh, we're not going to go on vacation with Grandma. Get out of town. You're already packing.
And here's the first one they learn. When how many times have you been to the playground or been to a store and you see a parent or you hear a parent say, "Okay, I'm leaving. I'll see you later. I'm going." That works only a few times. And then that child realizes, you're not going anywhere. Yeah, I know you're going to just sneak around that corner and you're going to be watching me. And that's really the first step in the process is when, you know, the parent will say something, you know, there's a consequence. Well, you're not coming with me. I'm going. You're going to be here all by yourself. You're going to get scared. And that child learns very quickly, okay, that's not going to happen here. And you're right. What we're talking about are really the threats that we know can never be carried out. And that's the kind of parenting that we see so many people fall back on is, you know, and even when I was a therapist for even older children, you know, I would have the dad who would say, well, you know, I'm just going to take the car away from them. You know, they're not going to get it for 6 months. And, you know, my first response would be, but you guys are still going to be paying the auto insurance on that. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't see that you're not going to have that. You're not going to have your son or daughter driving for the next 6 months. You know, I'm like, if that's the consequence you want to have, they came home late, they didn't put gas in the car, they had a fender bender, then a consequence of you can only drive to work. You can only drive, you know, when you're shuttling your siblings to basketball practice. You know, that is something that you can then do, but not to develop consequences that or punishments. I mean, let's call them what they really are, punishments that really are not going to fit the crime, let's say.
Well, most definitely, Jared. And so, I mean, I'm going to ask some questions because what you do is such a great job of explaining things. Yet when we want the secrets, Jared doesn't want to share the secret sauce sometimes. He wants I know you do. You just tease us. And we want to know that. So let me give an example. My child won't pick up his or her toys. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but now first let's break this down to the smallest component. What is the toy that you really want them to pick up? I mean, it's unrealistic to think that a child can clean up their entire room, and it simply won't happen. So here's what I advise parents. The first step is, what is it that you see in that room that you really want that child to pick up? Clothes, stuffed animals, toys, art supplies, what is it that you really identify? So that's what I would say to you, Neil, if we were in a session together. Okay, I see this room. I get what you're talking about. Let's identify. Here's the secret sauce. Let's identify what is the real issue that you want to have your child do. What is it? And then identify what you think they can do.
And so I disagree with you on this, and I'm going to say to you, can't they have the expectations they can clean up certain toys? So let me just say a specific thing is they're only playing one thing, Legos. If they don't clean up their Legos, Jared, what is the natural consequence?
Natural consequence is that you're removing those Legos. Now, here's what you and your spouse need, and this is what I would say to every parent, and if it's a single parent, I'm going to ask them to make this decision and stay with it. You know, but that's the final straw in this. You know, when you get to that step, everything else has failed. And sometimes that happens. Not failed because somebody was at fault. Failed because that's the step that you ended up at. And so, yes, does that happen? Does it even happen in my own household? Absolutely. Where we have gone through all the process, not the begging, not the pleading, but we've gone through the process to give my son every chance to get the job done. And then it hasn't. And so now we go to that consequence. And the consequence is not that he doesn't go to grandma's house, not that he doesn't go on vacation with grandma, not that he doesn't ride his bike or have a play date. simply put, is if I need to pick up these Legos, you're not going to like what happens with them. Now, what you need to decide at that point is how long is it enough to reinforce that the child has to do it. You know, if you're talking 2 weeks, you know, that child's going to find a new toy, and so 2 weeks is too long.
I would just say probably that day would be the smart thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the next day would be
absolutely.
Nothing more than that.
Absolutely right. And if the parent really wants to take control of it, it can be, you could even set up a scenario where you could say, you know what, we're only going to use these Legos right now. Yeah, when you can show me that you can do all of this, yeah, then we're going to bring them all out again. But for now, this is what we're seeing. And I can highlight this directly in my own life right here. And I'll make it brief. I know our listeners know that I tend to drag on stories sometimes. But my son had done wonderfully staying within our yard. We have a big yard. We have lots of cool stuff in our yard. No reason to leave it, except my son has severe ADHD. He's easily distracted. And before you know it, he can be walking down the street because he saw a bird or he saw a dog or he saw a friend who's down the road. And he's not permitted to do that. So for so long, this didn't happen. But about a month ago, he started just leaving the yard, walking down the street. And you know, I, first of all, was scared. Secondly, I was really angry. So at that point, the punishment was, we need to come inside. And he absolutely hated that. He yelled at me. He said I wasn't fair, that I didn't like him. He was mad at me. The punishment was only that he was inside. Not that he had to sit down, not that he had a timeout, but he could simply not go outside. Then my wife and I developed a plan. Our plan was going to be, we're going to have to give our child some opportunity to gain back this trust to show that he can do it. So we began to let him out in the yard, and so often we're playing with him, but there are times when, you know, we go into the house. So we developed a plan where we would say, hey, I have to run into the house and check on the laundry. I need you to stay right in this yard. You're going to be able to do that, right? And so we went into the house. We didn't go do laundry. We watched from the window and watched what he did. But the idea was we were giving back him some of that responsibility for just 10 minutes at a time. In 10 minutes, can you be out here on your own playing with your bike or your balls and in the trampoline and letting him go? So that's what it looks like to get back. So your child doesn't pick up their toys. You identify that one toy that you really need them to pick up and clean up that toy.
That's fantastic.
You have to do it. That if you have to do it, if you get the last step is you do it, then that means that's when the consequences really apply, the punishment really applies.
So it's interesting, Jarrett, you're saying you got to go through everything before a consequence. Well, that's fantastic, and I want to go into more what consequences are in our next segment, just to ask more consequences that are natural, because there's a lot of people who are big on natural consequences, so we'll talk about that again tomorrow. Good talking to you, Jarrett, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
You're listening to Total Tutors Show.
Alive in Christ.
Hello, Tony Marino.
And I'm Lynn Kennedy.
Listen, we'd love to have you join us every Tuesday evening.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
...8 p.m. Pacific Time for Alive in Christ Radio Live on the Alive in Christ Radio Network, heard worldwide to teach God's truth and to share the perfect redemptive love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alive in Christ Radio Live features...
True Life Application.
Holy Bible Teachings.
Spirit-filled dialogue.
Christian news and updates.
Inspirational guests and testimonials.
Listener interaction and special features with Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, Joyce Meyer, Luis Palau, Beth Moore, and Dave Ramsey. We pray that you will join us every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Alive in Christ Radio Live.
Online at the Alive in Christ Radio Network.
Go to www.aliveinchristradio.com. Be blessed.
Alive in Christ.
And, you know, it's very, very interesting how my day goes. And we're also looking at recording the Author's Corner show. I'm putting a lot of stuff at night based on my entrepreneurial goals to continue. And so radio becomes a night thing, but my nighttime guy that is on the nationally syndicated show, the Total Tutor Show, Jared, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing well. Yeah. Sometimes I wish we could do this a little bit earlier in the day, but better now than too late.
We only reserve that for superstar celebrities, Jared, and that's a very. And I'm only reserving the studio for an hour during the day because things are just absolutely crazy in the summer. But tonight we're going to continue with part two of Natural Consequences. And what Jared's able to bring in these natural consequences for children is kind of say, I don't do this unless it's a last case scenario. So now I'm going to play a different role. I'm going to ask questions of specific violations and how you would use a natural consequence. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Jared, out of parents out there, most of the parents are either going to scream and yell, first response. Second, and I do it tonight with Anastasia. She was driving me nuts, but so I'm not gonna say that's not my expertise. Put me in the classroom, have me do social media, have me interview people. But when it comes to my own child, different story. First would be scream and yell. Second would be spank. Third would be an unbelievable consequence like go to your room for the rest of the day. Or I'm going to put you in a pack and play and walk away.
So now here's exactly what I would say to a parent when we're having this exact same conversation. Look at all the stressors and triggers that are involved in your circumstance right now. So when we're asking a child of 4 and 5 years of age or even younger, and sometimes even older, to make better decisions or to listen sooner or to follow our instructions, look at it from the perspective of what you just described with your kind of emotional regulation. You weren't in a place to make good decisions, and those good decisions were how to discipline your child, or more simplistically, how to get your child to do what you wanted.
Exactly. And again, I was talking to a client in L.A., about the 90-day challenge, and again, wearethechallenge.com for more information. I forget my website specifically, but there'll be a celebrity one up pretty soon. What's happening, Jared, is that these actions are reactions. Throw them in a timeout. Not even a just cause. Spank, scream, yell. Cry. That's the response of parents. But let's go to one. Sure. Let's go to a natural consequence. Let's just say your child is throwing food on the floor. What is the natural consequence to that action and refuses? It might be even playing a food fight in a way as well.
But again, you know, let's look at the circumstances. Let's look at the age of the child. If we're talking a 3-year-old, someone who is moving out of the toddler stage and into the early childhood stage, you know, you can eliminate curiosity. You can eliminate it being necessarily a language barrier, and the child saying to you, "I don't like this food." So again, you want to look at the circumstance and the situation. You also want to look to see how often this is happening. If this is happening every night, every other night, 3 times a week, well, then certainly this is a behavioral issue that needs to be dealt with. So some of the small steps that I would take initially is the family comes up with a plan. And now let's say we're looking at if the child's older, you can use a reward system, stickers, tickets. Again, a lot of parents would say, well, this shouldn't be necessary. You know, a child should eat. This is something that we all do. We expect this to happen. And that's when I would say to a parent, okay, but that's not happening for us now, so we need to take a step back and develop a plan. If we're looking at a child who's a toddler, 18 months, 24 months, even up to 3 years of age, a reward system isn't going to really matter. The reward isn't going to be tangible. The child is not going to have the capability of long-term planning, you know, to say, okay, if I can get through 5 of these stickers, I get something. It simply isn't going to happen. But what they do have, though, is the reward system of instant gratification. So what I would say here is let's scale back the meal. Perhaps there's too much food on the plate. Perhaps it's the food that the child doesn't want. So now we're talking about a 2-year-old. Not every parent is going to like this, but let's consider offering a choice. You know, we're all having steak and potatoes. A lot of 2-year-olds are not interested in meat. You know, my son's one of them. You know, chicken, certainly, but ground meat, steak, it's just not his thing, and it really hasn't been. Did I always take the approach of, you know, he can eat something different? Not really. Did I always think that it was the right way to go? Not exactly. But in my own situation, I began to look at, okay, what do I want to gain from the dinner table? Do I want to gain conversation, comfort, us all being together? I think that's pretty important. Or do I want it to be a situation of stress, me telling him he's eating this, I'm in charge, and then we get into the issue of force feeding. That was something that in my family, that we had in our family, we decided that's not the way we want to go. We want to have a comfortable, peaceful, fun mealtime. So we began to take the approach of, hey, you're telling us you don't want this. And he would tell us that by throwing it, pushing it down, you know, sliding it off his high chair, whacking it off his high chair tray. So we listened to that. And then that's what I would say that the family should do here. Consider offering your child a choice. Oh, you're telling us you don't want this? Well, here's what you can have instead. You can have peanut butter and jelly, or you can have what we've prepared here. Don't go overboard. You're not going to be a restaurant and provide your child with a full menu of options. You're going to give him or her one choice. That might help. If that doesn't help, go with smaller portions. You know, let's scale it back to what you're giving is a tablespoon. Because, again, the goal is you want your child to eat what you guys are eating, what the family is eating, and what you're looking to do to achieve. And that is that your child doesn't throw that food on the tray. What's the last resort? The last resort is that you take the food away and your child leaves the dinner table.
So that's your natural consequence. Interesting. So a lot, Jared is not as a big fan of natural consequences. He really looks at a lot of other factors before going into that, which is fantastic. When I'm looking at natural consequences on this, if they throw food on the floor, they're going to pick it up. I think that's a natural consequence that needs to be done, regardless of what age it is. I sometimes don't do it because of so many kids. But if it's your first child and they're throwing food on the floor, have them pick it up. Not scream and yell at them, but have them pick them up. All right, so Jared has provided a great tip.
Well, and that is a good point that you've raised. But here's what I would suggest to a family is that the natural consequence? Is that the consequence of throwing the food is to pick it up? Or is the consequence of if the consequence that you want to have happen is you're not going to throw that food and you're actually going to eat at the dinner table with us because that's what we want to have happen. So there is an element of me completely agreeing with you. You do have the child pick it up. But certainly be aware that, and you probably experienced this, that can lead to a whole other set of issues. Of now you have a child screaming, pushing, and having a temper tantrum about having to pick up the food they just threw.
Right. See, I don't know. That's that. So let's go one other natural consequence, a natural consequence of hitting. Now, Jared, let's throw out all the other strategies. This is it. Everything else doesn't work. What's a natural consequence of hitting as we're almost running out of time?
Well, in the past of parenting, a natural consequence would be that we would hit the child as the adult would take the child's hand and smack it and say, you don't hit. Or if it's an older student, that the natural consequence might be, I'm going to let that person retaliate against you. We know those don't work, though. I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, we know that doesn't work. It may have a short-term effect, but it certainly doesn't. What's the natural consequence of hitting? If you're at the playground, your child pushes, hits, you leave the playground.
Exactly.
This is an element of there's no second chances on this one.
That's true, and that's where at least we're going to the natural consequence and not all the strategies that Jarrett will be able to take care of so that that doesn't happen. And if we're looking at something like, let's say, a situation with a temper tantrum, what's the natural consequence of a temper tantrum before we run out of time?
Well, again, depending on where you are, the temper tantrum can be as basic as, you know, we certainly can't continue swimming or we certainly can't continue playing in a sandbox, but we can go back into the house and we can take time to do something else. The reason that I'm so strong, I have such strong opinions about these things is, first of all, in the practice that I've been doing for more than a decade. Secondly, is parenting my own child. You know, I allow the therapist to convince me that we should use a timeout with my child. It was an absolute disaster. And it was against my own really fundamental decision making. But, you know, I was willing to give it a try. I mean, the minute we start thinking we have all the answers is the minute we have no answers. And so I was certainly willing to try that. And we tried it for several weeks, and it made no difference. And in fact, it made things worse. And what we found is we were sending our son to the timeout chair or up to his room for almost any minor infraction. You know, something even as basic as talking back, which a lot of parents don't see that as minor. But in the course of the behaviors that you can of behavior adjustments and bad behavior, they, you know, talking.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
That can be pretty simplistic, but you know, those are the areas that these things, that the same advice that I share with, that we share with our listeners, are is the same methods that my wife and I are using right here in our own home.
And that's why you're fantastic, Jared. Great topics. I still have more questions. I'm not going to let this natural consequence thing just die. I want to do it one more time. So next week we will. So have a great weekend, Jared, and we'll talk soon, man, okay?
All right. Very much. Thanks,
Neil. Right,
always glad to be a part of the show.
All right. Take care. You're listening to the Total Tutor Show on the Total Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Alive in Christ.
You start each day in prayer, reading, and studying God's Word. Why not stay connected in fellowship with God and other Christian brothers and sisters and resources whenever you're online? We have the perfect tool to share and stay connected 24/7. Introducing the Christian Times Online Radio Toolbar 2.0. It's convenient, easy to use, and it's free. Complete audio and video Bible teachings and sermons. Complete Christian article directory. Christian news updates for men, women, and children. Facebook, Twitter, and Skype connectivity. With the Christian Times Online Radio Toolbar 2.0, you can check your email and you can check your local weather too. Plus, complete and instant Holy Bible connectivity in virtually every translation with a single mouse click. Download your free version of the Christian Times Online Radio Toolbar 2.0 right now by visiting http://bar.christiantimesonline.com. That's bar.christiantimesonline.com.
Alive in Christ.
You got to go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor Neil S. Haley. Facebook, I'm hitting it up on Twitter all the time at Total Tutor Neil S. Haley. Facebook, you see the great pictures of some of the celebrities we're interviewing. But always the first segment on the Total Tutor Show is with Jarrett, providing great parenting tips for people. So, Jarrett, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Neil, and I had a wonderful day with my son and family. You know, so doing very well, and we definitely have a very timely topic for today's advice show.
Well, absolutely. It's a very timely topic when you told me off air, and I don't know if I would have the answer to that question as well. We were having dialogue about the Q&A show and how right now Maggie Stevens is having some family issues, and she's not going to be coming on the show as much, so we're trying to fill in different parenting experts. One was Jarrett that came to the Q&A show. I talked to Bill Corbett. A lot of people are following through, but you talked about specifically being home for the last couple weeks and really interacting with your son on a 24-hour day basis. You've really learned some new things from some other people, right?
Absolutely, and it's given me a chance to really kind of, you know, we always had a terrific relationship, but I've been able to really watch him, watch the interactions with my wife and our other family members that are very close to us. So it's been a really good learning opportunity for me too.
All right, so let's go right to it. Tell us specifically the topic for tonight.
Well, this is a topic, it really is about bullying, but a little bit different, I think, than what we have typically been associating bullying with. And we're going to take this to kind of a toddler area, maybe early childhood, about three and a half, even 4 years of age. And not so much about the kids that are doing the bullying, but really the children that are or child that is being bullied, and what is a parent to do? How does a parent work through that process, help their child understand as much as they can at 3 years of age?
Right, and that's a very challenging thing, Jared, because you're having a situation where, how do you define bullying for a 3.5-year-old, because they really don't developmentally understand they're being bullied.
That's exactly right. And confusion is one of the, this is in the past what I've spoken with families about, is that, you know, this is a confusing aspect for a child. They anticipate a certain reaction or certain involvement with adults, especially adults typically handle these things much differently and much better. And, you know, and this is not always, in when we think of the term bullying for older children, where, you know, there can be a really kind of directed conscious effort against a single person. And we've read about those tragic circumstances, of children who have been bullied and have made, have really felt that they had no options. The important part here is, too, that it starts at this age. The way we handle it as adults with our children at this age is the way we can help change it, that kind of bullying mentality, how we can change it as they do get older. And one of the things that I talk to parents about is, let's take away the notion of being a victim. Again, we've talked about so much in our show about being proactive, anticipating. One of the first things I advise parents is, you know, if they're going to a playground, first of all, if this is happening in a preschool, daycare, go right to the teachers. Immediately. That was the first advice that I give parents, to be proactive, go to the teachers, tell them what you're seeing, tell them what you think is being seen, and tell them you need their help, you need their involvement. They should be doing that already. Doesn't always happen.
And I think that's just so important. So do you think, would it be the parent or the 3.5-year-old telling the teacher?
Oh, no, this is the parent.
The parent, okay.
Parents are doing this. They're going right to the teachers. Now, that's the easiest of the solutions for this. Unfortunately, it isn't always that easy. Teachers usually are very good about putting a stop to this, or doing their best to try and put a stop to it. So, I mean, that's the easy part of this. The harder part is, If as a parent you're seeing your child, what seems to be being bullied, taken advantage of, kind of pushed around. That's very hard for parents. I've seen that on occasion with my own son. He's pretty dynamic, pretty forceful. He doesn't usually let himself get pushed around too much. But on the occasions that I have seen it, it's very hard to take as a parent. Many times parents they'll ask me, should I approach that parent of the child who I think is doing this? And my suggestion there is only if you know that parent well. If you do not know the parent well of a child who you think is being too aggressive, that I would not recommend doing that.
What is the reason you think that the parents can be really defensive and it could lead to a lot of conflict in a lot of ways?
Absolutely, and in my experience, that there's almost never been a good outcome by taking that approach. The other component of that too is the parent, the child of seeing this happen is you have no control how that other party is going to respond, and you really don't, as a parent, you don't have any real power over the other party. A school system does. Now they can come into, they can use their authority and their power to present options to that parent. You're at a playground and you're seeing this happen and you confront that other parent. It's Russian roulette. You don't know how that person's going to respond. Personally, I would respond in a way that was, polite, but probably skeptical if somebody came up to me and did that. And I would probably take my son and leave simply because I'd be looking to avoid confrontation. But one of the things so now we've laid out the scenarios. The question becomes, how do you help your child handle this? The confusion, the upset. Typically, when this happens to a child, they're going to cry. They're not going to want to go back to the playground. Just as we've talked about you want a child who is going to take healthy risks, who's going to have confidence. At 3 years of age, this kind of behavior can start to, the way I want to put it is start to have your child become perhaps shy, bashful, not feel as confident as they should be, meaning they're not going to take risks. Instead of going to the playground with the highest slide, which they've always loved, they might say to their parents, let's stay home, as a three-year-old would do it. A three-year-old might cry when they see the playground or even if they feel like they're seeing the same children there. So what I try to do with parents when I'm offering these suggestions and the advice is, what can you do with your child at home to rebuild their confidence, rebuild their assertiveness? That's the word that I'm really looking to highlight here is assertiveness. How do we get your child back on track to being that child who is confident, assertive, and, is not going to let themselves be pushed around? That doesn't mean they need to be aggressive. It doesn't need to mean they need to be confrontational. They can be all those things and not necessarily be what we typically think of standing up to the bully, and that is fighting back.
Well, absolutely. So what basically assertiveness means that they learned that they can walk away. They can learn that they could say no and walk away. They're not aggressive back, but however, they're not going to take the bullying. If someone goes to hit them, they're going to run away. They're going to tell an adult. You're going to teach them these skills, right?
Right. Unfortunately, children and adults too, we personalize these things. That's partly the tactic of a true bully, is they do recognize that the person that they're seeing as a victim is is personalizing this. Is with children at 3 years of age, they really don't have the capacity, the mental capacity or the social capacity, and that's a good thing again, to be doing that. Their bullying is most likely simply territorial. That's my friend, stay away from them. That's my slide, stay away from that. But we also know, though, that children at this age have already developed concepts of do you belong with my group? And we've known this through research as simple as putting different colored shirts on children and seeing children go develop groups based on the simple color of the shirt or the graphic that may be on the shirt. So even at this age, children are developing the concept of separating peers. You know, you belong here, I belong over here. And that does lead to, eventually will lead to bullying scenarios. You know, you're not one of the cool kids. You're out of the picture. So what I advise parents to do is examine the situation. If this is happening at school,
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Send it to the teachers and the administrators, and you tell them they need to handle this. Here's where the parent is assertive. You need to handle this. If it is a different situation, playground, kind of play groups, again, the parent needs to be the assertive one without necessarily being confrontational, but being assertive, coming up with a plan before you get to that scenario. Hey, wanted to talk to you. So now this is the parent talking to their child, keeping it brief. Remember, they're three. Okay, if you want to go on that slide and they don't let you, you come to me. I'm going to take care of this. And again, in a healthy way, not that parent going over and saying, hey, it's my kid's turn to get on that slide. But they can do it in very basic ways. Hey, everyone, we're going to take some turns here now. Oh, you want to go first? Go ahead. Oh, it's my little guy's turn next. Typically, I've seen children respond to that, and sometimes that's all the children really need is a guide to how to play or how to play and how to take turns and and understand the different kind of social skills that are being involved here. These things don't come naturally.
Exactly.
You know, we learn them. And that is a much healthier way. And who knows, if we start approaching things in that direction, maybe one day, and here's the optimist in me again, and that's another great thing about this show is we present an optimistic future for children and families. Who knows, one day, if we start doing this when children are three, maybe one day we really end the cycle of bullying and cliques and being left out. You know, so much we work so hard on diversity and recognizing things, and yet, and we do a good job, and it's needed. And yet, in society and in schools, we're still okay with the notion of this is your group, here's another group, this is my group. We see it in colleges with sororities and fraternities. You see it with adults, with different groups that they may belong to. And yet, at the same time, we're promoting the whole idea of diversity and acceptance and tolerance, and yet we still have this kind of notion of that it's okay to have different groups that kind of exclude other people.
Exactly. All right. Well, Cole, we might have to get into this more next week. So Jarrett will definitely can find more information at TotalTutor.net with Jarrett. Listen to Total Education Network, and he might sub for another show. Who knows? So, Jarrett, take care, and we'll get ready to tape the Total Education Hour, but it's now time for our celebrity segment. So take care, Jarrett. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Tutor Show on the Total Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Alive in Christ.
Hello, Tony Marino.
And I'm Lynn Kennedy.
Listen, we'd love to have you join us every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific time, for Alive in Christ Radio Live on the Alive in Christ Radio Network, heard worldwide to teach God's truth and to share the perfect redemptive love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alive in Christ Radio Live features
True Life Application,
Holy Bible Teachings,
Spirit-Filled Dialogue,
Christian News and Updates,
Inspirational Guests and Testimonials,
Listener Interaction, and special features with Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, Joyce Meyer, Luis Palau, Beth Moore, and Dave Ramsey. We pray that you will join us every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Alive in Christ Radio Live.
Online at the Alive in Christ Radio Network.
Go to www.aliveinchristradio.com. Be blessed. You start each day in prayer, reading, and studying God's Word. Why not stay connected in fellowship with God and other Christian brothers and sisters and resources whenever you're online? We have the perfect tool to share and stay connected 24/7. Introducing the Christian Times Online Radio Toolbar 2.0. It's convenient, easy to use, and it's free. Complete audio and video Bible teachings and sermons. Complete Christian article directory. Christian news updates for men, women, and children. Facebook, Twitter, and Skype connectivity. With the Christian Times Online Radio Toolbar 2.0, you can check your email and you can check your local weather too. Plus, complete and instant Holy Bible connectivity in virtually every translation with a single mouse click. Download your free version of the Christian Times Online Radio Toolbar 2.0 right now by visiting http://bar.christiantimesonline.com. That's bar.christiantimesonline.com.
Alive in Christ.
You got to go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook. I mean, if you listen to the network and hear all the different celebrities I interview, it's so much fun. Educators are so much fun as well. And I'm just excited about this whole summer, back tutoring kids again, hearing such great news about my two clients in SAT. I used to have my tutors tutoring SAT, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try this. I know I could coach. And, well, they've improved by 70 points each, gotten the schools they wanted to. So I'm ready to do this more often. So I want to welcome Jarrett. Jarrett, how are you?
I'm very good, Neil. And, you know, it's nice to see that you weren't able to mess them up. That was good news. Had they gone down, I'm sure you probably would have blame them for, blame the students for that. But, you know, it's always nice to see when a teacher doesn't mess up a student.
No, I mean, but really it's difficult to increase the scores by maybe 20 or 10 or 20 points. A lot of times what they do in these companies is they have them go ahead and take the test, you know, on one of their systems and say, oh, look, we improved. And they don't even care about what happens at the SAT, which is too bad. All right, let's go, Jared, specifically the topic tonight. And it's because someone approached me on social media about the dangers of social media. So that's kind of a catch-22 about kids and the dangers of social media. I've done a lot of talks on this. I mean, I did a talk on this. I've talked a few times on the radio about this. But really, it's something that if families out there have children, especially, let's say, 14 and above, who have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, they really have to look out for a lot of dangers out there.
Yeah, they do. You know, the most significantly is that you don't know about the honesty of the other person that is on the other end of that. You know, so you can make up, people can invent a whole new persona, and that can be, very difficult to identify.
Well, absolutely, it can be very difficult to identify, and you have to really watch out in certain aspects about it. And I talked about specifically parents thinking, "Oh, I'm friends on Facebook with you now. That's all that is needed." No, there are so much more out there. And I think the key component when we're talking about the dangers of social media is, first of all, to kind of have a conversation with your kids first about what to look out for, to not give out information, to make sure that you know only friend people that you really know. Like you and I, and Jarrett's not even on Facebook, myself, I'll friend people I don't know, but it's because I'm not concerned about something happening. But when you're let's say, a high school student, you don't go friend someone from another high school because that person on the other line, like you said, might not be from another high school.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know that, unfortunately, there are people that out there that are using this for a number of less than honest purposes. You know, sometimes it's gathering information for marketing. I mean, that's probably of all the bad things that can happen by revealing too much information through you know, different methods, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. That's probably the least severe when we really consider the bad things that can happen, but absolutely, you know, children shouldn't be on it to begin with, but certainly young adults, teenagers, they have to be very cautious, particularly about how much they are actually revealing. You know, because future employers, colleges, I've just read where colleges are actually looking at prospective students'
social media,
social media accounts.
And also in hiring practices. So if I go back to now hire tutors, I'm going to definitely pull up to see if I can see their Facebook. Facebook has done a great job, I guess, in certain aspects to eliminate privacy. You know, you try the different privacy stuff, but still they're going to be able to see certain things that have taken people off Facebook. So that it pretty much is an advertisement of that person. You can go on right now, Jarrett, and check out my Facebook and see me with a picture with Art Rooney II, the president of the Steelers. You could see, look at all my pictures, and I'm fine with that. But however, when you are not an adult and kids as young as 9, 10 are using Facebook, which I don't condone at all, but somehow they do, that you have to do that. So let's talk about some ways we can do it in real quick ways. I'm going to throw one at them, at the families out there. You could do the same. First of all, I believe all computers in the house should not be in the bedroom. They should be in a high trafficked area. I talked about this on Q&A yesterday, so that parents out there, your kids will be in an area when they're online that can be monitored.
Yeah, certainly, absolutely, with teenagers, young children. Yeah, this should be in an area where parents, caregivers can have easy access to. No question about it.
Secondly, I believe, and this is one I did on my talk over in Aquinas Academy earlier in the year in October, I believe that parents need to learn social media, understand social media, and become experts in it. Here's the reason why. The reason why is because you have to outsmart your kids, because your kids are going to try to outsmart you. So if you are...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.